Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
Welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I am your host, Derek White, from Beryllium and QuickTrack. Today, I am joined live and in person with Di Eddington from Blue Halo.
Yes. Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. This is fun. So we've been doing a lot of these podcasts from a conference centered around CMMC. Tons of people here. I'm losing my voice because I'm talking to everybody. You have a great perspective on some things I want to make sure that we talk about. That's the whole point of these podcasts, right? Different people, different perspective, different backgrounds, all that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about who you are, what you do, what your role is, and then we'll just get into it.
Okay. So I'm the Director of Information Security for Blue Halo, which is a defense company. We focus a lot in space technology, space hardened systems, stabilization, high energy lasers, systems like that. We're pretty diversified. We also do cyber and intel as well as counter UAS. So we have a good portfolio in a bunch of different areas. And my job has been to lead our compliance effort for CMMC, which we were able to successfully do this spring.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the little side talk that we were having. The pressure on that is high.
Tremendous.
When somebody is fully responsible for that. Very common thing around here. Some people have resources, some don't. Some have small teams, some have big teams. And it doesn't really matter. It's still a big priority.
Yeah.
So talk about a little bit about that. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? Where are you seeing some areas for improvement and where you're spending a lot of your time, whether it's in ecosystem stuff or just in general on a day-to-day?
So I've spent a lot of my efforts just personally getting spooled up, getting my CCP, getting my CCA, making sure that I understood what we need to do and how to do it well. As far as what I'm feeling right now, relief.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous endeavor, but it's also been an incredible 2 years because I had leadership support. I have an amazing team, and not just the IT team and the cyber team, but contracts, HR, recruiting, security, facilities.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know everybody in your company as you're pushing this effort through the system.
Yeah.
And it's been good. It's been really good.
That has been an actual common theme through a lot of these 2 days of being at this event, is that it almost forced culture change. Because that was the warning early on, right? Was this is a culture shift. You hear Katie talk about it all the time, Stacey, everybody else in the DoD saying, get this baked in, make this foundational. Now we're seeing it. Mm-hmm. Because even the speakers at this conference are different topics that we haven't really seen, because now it has layered through. And you're right. I like how you said that. You start to talk to people, learn people, understand parts of the business that you have to, because it's all about scope and control and data and protection. So, number one topic from an assessment standpoint, lessons learned there. I know it's a relief to get it done, all that kind of stuff, but preparing is obviously a huge thing.
Yeah.
Did you feel that there were any areas that you were prepared for that just felt like a little like, the opinions are a little different, but you just like, you're glad you did it, where you're just kind of like, man, if we would have overlooked that, that would have changed.
Yes. I mean, absolutely.
Because the schooling thing, I do want to highlight, that's important. So you've taken, and not to be selfish here, but you, our Chief Information Security Officer, Jeff, was your CCA trainer. Jeff does a great job training with lead CCAs and CCAs all over the place. And that is huge. I mean, that's a big deal. People that are CCAs that are on here, you know what they're looking for. You're learning from people who know what you need and how they've done it. Had to play a huge role into your side of it, right?
It did. And it allowed me to bring a certain amount of nuance to the discussions.
Yes.
So whether it was asset categorization or it was walking that line between physical security and logical security, it helped me to thread those and bring the team together.
Yes.
So that we all had a shared understanding of what it is that we needed to do and how. So I appreciated that tremendously. And it gave me a voice to say, this needs to be done. And fortunately, because our team had supported my getting trained and doing that, they were willing to follow my lead occasionally.
Yeah.
There were a couple of wins during the assessment where I was like, super glad I'm stubborn. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's,
yeah,
it's the communication side of internal, right? Like you had to make suggestions on, we have gaps and here's how we got to fill them. I'm assuming you had gaps, but walk into a perfect program. But if you're going to make changes or you, so that's a huge thing. We're going to need this. Otherwise we're not going to make it. How much is it going to cost? How much time? How much resources? How does that change responsibility? Is a tough conversation to have for the person that's responsible for it, because you could be wrong, or you might have a bad vendor relationship that then derails things. You know, and it's a tough spot to be in. So
yeah, but it's good when you have those conversations.
It
you
is,
have that
yeah.
trust.
You put the time into it.
You have those relationships. You know, for us, it was a 2-year effort.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
from our gap assessment to CMMC, and it was 2 focused years.
Yeah,
not time wasted though. It was good.
And now look at you. Relieved.
And because, relieved and ready to start the next.
You gotta keep going. I was
right.
gonna say, you don't get to stop.
Now
your
we get
feet
to do
up.
It again.
You get to do it again. Well, that's good. What other insights? What other things you feel are important for people that are watching this? And you know, a lot of our audience is trying to figure this out. You know, they're finding these podcasts on their podcast platforms or on YouTube, and you know, and we get good feedback on Dai talks about this, and so talks about this. Anything else that you feel is worth sharing that you just feel like every time you talk about it, you want people to hear it?
Honestly, every time, first thing I say is that this is not an IT cert.
That's right.
This is a holistic enterprise certification.
Yes.
And so talk to your contracts team, you know, talk with them. They know where their CUI is. They know where their clauses are.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you can support them by helping them understand what type of documentation they'll need to provide for artifacts. When you look at the controls, facilities and or security, depending on how you have your organization structured, have an active involved role in about 20 controls. So do they know this?
Yeah.
Do they understand that this is different from a DCSA audit and it's a whole new ballgame and we aren't going to have a poem at the end?
That's right.
So having those conversations allows your team to bring their best because they understand what the rules are. So talk to your teams, work outside your department.
Yeah.
You have to de-silo your whole organization. And like you said, a culture shift.
Yeah.
We're all involved. We're all in it together. And the nice thing is when you get your certification, we did it.
Yeah, celebrate.
All of us.
Yeah.
And
I know business development was always from the day CMMC was announced, was always the first one in the door, knocking on the door saying, hey, can we do this? How are we going to get there? How much is it going to cost? I have to have it before I can get more business. I want to sell what we do, all that stuff. And those conversations are totally different now. But it is nice to see the reward of those that have gotten there.
Yeah.
And that's, I can imagine, as somebody who is on the business development side for Blue Halo, saying, yes, we can, and yes, we will. Plus, we have Dai. She's amazing. So it's going to be great because you have 2-year journeys and all these other things. But yeah, I mean, that is, you can feel it. You can sense it that is a totally different culture shift than it used to be.
It is. It is.
That's
but
awesome.
Really, you've got that pride of ownership in every team, you know, our proposals team, subcontracts.
Yep.
And now we're able to look forward and say, okay, how can we support our subcontracts?
Yeah.
How can we help them become compliant?
Yep.
You know, maybe with level 1, maybe level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's understand what they need and understand how we can keep them viable.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's been my focus this week, talking with different programs, platforms, tools, so that we can build a resource stack to support ourselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm excited about that.
Again, this is why these conferences exist. Without these conferences, I mean, I bet you,
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, I think I've run into you like 5 times, but we don't ever get to sit down and talk because these conferences are busy. You're learning a lot. It is a lot to go through and figure out who does what and how it applies to what you're going to do. So kudos to putting the time in, even though it's exhausting.
Thank you for coming, being a part of this.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
Makes such a difference when we can have those relationships.
Yeah.
And we know it's a familiar face.
Yeah, that's true.
And if I have a question, I know I can go to you. I can go to Chris.
Yeah.
I can any of a number of our partners throughout the ecosystem and get reliable, verifiable answers, suggestions.
Some more confidence now than it was a year or two ago on options. It's been a big topic in the last couple of days.
Starting to see what works.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for stepping aside for a couple of minutes. Still a long ways to go in this conference. A lot of good things to learn. Where do people want to go if they want to hear more from you? Follow along. Where do you want to send them?
If you'd like to talk, you can reach me at LinkedIn under Dy Eddington, D-Y Eddington. And I think I'm the only one on LinkedIn with that name. So
that helps.
Should be easy to find.
That helps. We'll put it in the description anyway and let people know where to go. So we'll post it from our social channels. Thank you again.
Happy to connect and encourage anybody. I spent 2 years saying we'll get there.
Yeah.
And some of our team was like, yeah, of course we will, whatever. but we did.
Easy for them to say.
And others can too. I'm excited to see them do it.
Super. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. Awesome. I really appreciate it.
Thank
we'll
you.
Do it again.
It's good to talk with
yeah.
you. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's C-U-I-C-K-T-R-A-C.com.